Today on Beacon Hill, House lawmakers take another pass at a proposal to bring 3 casinos and 1 slot parlor to Massachusetts. At about this time last year, they rejected a similar bill which called for more than 1 slot parlor. That was when we first heard from 2 commentators on opposing sides of the issue, Bill Frost and Robin Rouse. So, with debate starting again, we've asked them back for a fresh take on the issue to find out where they stand on the issue now. First, Bill Frost, a carpenter from Acton, who leaves no doubt where he stands.
After another year of spotty employment and battling to pay my bills, I would wholeheartedly welcome the opportunity to build even a doghouse. And the idea of a long-term project like a casino would be El Dorado, a gold mine to me. But it's also a business, let's not forget, and casino interests are certainly going to encourage people to gamble. Me, I'm a carpenter, and if you invited me to your home to patch a leaking roof, I'd try to sell you a new one. And if you went for it, I'd also suggest new gutters and downspouts. It's not up to me to decide whether you can afford it. As the old song says, a man should never gamble more than he can bear to lose. He should also not buy home improvements he can't pay for. Since 2008, this country has been stuck in an economic downturn, fueled partially by the fact that a great many people bought homes they couldn't afford. The bottom fell out of the housing market, and the hardest hit have been construction workers like me. And the irony here is that most of us in the trades were able to foot the bills back when we bought our homes. Given steady employment, we could afford them even now. But the economy sputters along, and tradesmen consider ourselves lucky if we can manage enough hours to keep our health plan current. Once, I'd hoped that I'd have a few years between getting my 3 kids through college and my retirement to service school loans and to pay down my mortgage. Now I wonder if I've already retired, but no one took the time to tell me. I'd hoped that retirement would be a time when my wife and I could travel and visit family. Now I'm afraid it will be spent looking for a supermarket that will allow me to bag groceries without wearing a necktie. So, if our lawmakers vote to expand gambling in this state, many of us will be able to retire in the fashion we envisioned, not by hitting big at the blackjack tables, but by simply going to work, doing our jobs, and building our own futures.
Commentator Bill Frost is a carpenter from Acton.